Over the weekend, John, I went to a pretty cool wedding, a big, beautiful house out in Walla Walla. I mentioned a little bit out of it yesterday, but there was one incident that it was a small wedding. It was only about 30 people at the wedding, and a big mansion kind of place out in the wheat fields of Walla Walla. And so we get out there, and as the day goes on, you know, some of the there's probably about six couples that are going to spend the night there. And after the wedding, you know, the bride and groom, they kind of break off and do their own thing. And a couple of the people that are staying in other places around town, they disappear. And the night kind of starts to wind down a little bit. And the different couples that are staying, you know, we're listening to some music and everyone's having some drinks and things. And then as the night begins to quiet down a little bit, you know, Taryn and I thought we'd break off by ourselves. This big, beautiful house had a real nice hot tub on one end of the house overlooking the fields. The stars are out. It's a nice, warm night. And earlier in the evening, you know, we're meeting different couples of people. Some of the people I'd known and some I didn't. One of them was a guy named George. And George, just try to picture, I guess, maybe Jack Black with a beard, you know. He's kind of a bigger dude, hairy, has a big beard, and he's a nice guy, having fun. We're getting to know him a little bit. And then later in the evening, Taryn and I said, well, let's hit that hot tub. So we, you know, it's kind of on the far end of the house, and then when you pull that top off the hot tub and kind of stand it to the side, it almost forms a little kind of barrier, you know, where you got some privacy. And so we jump in there, and you know, I hadn't seen Taryn in a couple of days because we'd been out at Roach Harbor and a nice wedding, a couple drinks. It's needless to say, we're sitting pretty close, and there's a lot of kissing going on, you know, getting reacquainted a little bit. And
where does the hairy guy come in?
He comes in right at the wrong time. Not that anything was really going down, but you know what I mean? It's a moment.
Yeah.
It's quiet. The night's winding down. It's 11:30 at night. Stars. And then I hear this, hey, someone's in the hot tub. And I'm like, oh, my God, who's coming? And here comes George around the corner. Hey, he's got a huge one of those Costco bottles of vodka in his. So you got a picture Jack Black with a big bottle of vodka and a beard, and he's standing in front of the hot tub, and he's like, hey, how you guys doing? We said, well, yeah, great. What's up, George? And he's like, and we're like, you know, did you bring your swim shorts, you know, kind of thing? And he's like, no, but that doesn't really matter. And he starts to strip off his shirt. He strips off his shirt. And then he takes his wallet out of his shorts and slips off his shoes. And
okay, so he kept his shorts on.
Takes the belt off, and I'm thinking, this dude, he can't see under the water, so he doesn't know what's going on. You know, we're in shorts, but he doesn't know that. And so for a couple pregnant moments there, I'm like, this dude is going to strip down to nothing and get in this hot tub. And okay, he's not going to do that. All right. And he's like, I don't have my shorts, but this will be good enough. And he strips down to the shorts he was wearing and pulls all his phone and everything out and jumps into the hot tub. And I'm like, can you not pick up the vibe that is happening here? I mean, his wife must have already gone to bed or something like that. And so now he's wandering around looking for conversation with his
George, go bother the cash couple, okay? Leave me alone for tonight.
I think they're in the hot tub. Why don't you go join them? And it was like one of those things, John. It was like, it's going the right way.
Well, at least he kept
his. And then it's going the wrong way.
At least he kept his pants on.
I'm telling you, when
his shorts on.
Taryn says, you want to get in the hot tub? I forget what she asked him, or like, you got shorts or something like that. And he's like, nah, it's cool. And he starts stripping off his shirt and undoing his belt and everything. I got, this brother's going to get naked right here in front of us. And he didn't. But then he climbed into that hot, and it was, I mean, that hot tub was about going cold by the time this dude quit talking. And I'm like, finally, I said, honey, I'm going inside. I got to get out of here.
George the mood killer.
George
threw the ice cubes into the hot tub.
Yeah, he brought the ice cubes.
A bucket of ice cubes right in there.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there can only be probably, I don't know, a handful, five or six people still awake at this time. I'm like, George.
Well, the rules are.
Can you not see what is happening here?
Yeah. And as far as nudity is concerned, the rules are.
And he's a nice guy. He was funny. But let's keep our conversation on the deck over there.
Yeah.
When I'm not in the hot tub.
The rules with regard to hot tub nudity are pretty well understood at public places. You can't, you don't yeah. do that. But when you're talking about it, a private place, somebody's, you know, somebody's house there.
Nice,
I suppose,
big mansion with no neighbors.
Yeah, you can go for it there.
And I thought he was about to, but he started undoing his belt, taking his wallet out.
Yeah, but that's just for couples. That's couples only nudity.
Yeah.
You know, George can't come in there. And I wonder, though, if George thought if you guys were naked, if he could see that you were naked, and he could have, you know, if you were, it would have been obvious.
Well, I mean, all the bubbles going, you couldn't really see.
Oh, you really couldn't?
No,
you couldn't see. So from the neck down, yeah, everything was.
Oh, yeah, chest down, you're like, you know. I don't know if he thought we were naked or what, but he jumped.
He may have been the kind of guy, if he thought you were naked, he would have gone in there with you. You know what?
Yeah,
I'm
doing
this. Uh-huh. I'm in with you.
And then you can kind of, he is a hairy man and a large man. And so then there's like footsie and stuff going on in the bottom of the tub. And I'm like, all right, George, I'm done.
What? Wait, George?
Well, no, not footsie, but you know, you just kind of bump into,
you're bumping into
your feet are bumping, yeah, calves are bumping it. I'm like, George, can't you see she's basically sitting on my lap right now? I mean, come on. Read the room, man.
That better have been your foot, George.
It better have been.